Hey, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Frank and Terry Radio. And this is a special presentation today. 51 degrees on this beautiful Veterans Day, this Sunday. In Liberty, Kentucky, it is absolutely gorgeous outside. And I want to welcome each and every one of you to the show. Terry?
Yes.
Is going to be with me. Now, we're not going to do any shout-outs.
Not until
Terry?
The end.
Uninterrupted programming.
Right.
Until the end of the show.
Right.
And we will come back at the end of the show and acknowledge each and every one of you who listen. And thank you so much, number one, for your service. Thank you for tuning in today. And we've got what I feel like is a special show, Terry.
Yeah. This was a very poignant thing to do.
Absolutely.
When we aired this originally, Was it last year or the year before?
Yeah. So we've got some special readings in here. Sit back, enjoy it. And again, thank you each and every one for your service.
God bless.
Veterans Day is an official United States federal holiday that is observed annually on November 11th, honoring people who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces, also known as Veterans. It coincides with other holidays, including Armistice Day and Remembrance Day, which are celebrated in other parts of the world, and also mark the anniversary of the end of World War I. Major hostilities of World War I were formally ended at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, when the armistice with Germany went into effect. The United States also originally observed Armistice Day. It then evolved into the current Veterans Day holiday back in 1954. Now, Veterans Day is not to be confused with Memorial Day. Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans, while Memorial Day is a day of remembering the men and women who gave their lives and those who perished while in service.
It is the soldier, not the reporter, who gives us freedom of press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who gives us freedom to demonstrate. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, and whose coffin is draped by the flag, who allows the protester to burn the flag.
Today is the day we honor the noble and the brave, the men and women who dedicated their lives and the sacrifices that they have made. When America had an urgent need, they were the first to raise their hand without thinking twice about it. They were proud to take a stand. Some came back from war with battle scars, others in flag-draped coffins. Even though their flesh may have left, their spirits will never be forgotten. They unselfishly and knowingly put their lives on the line. So when you see a veteran, thank them, 'cause without them, freedom would have died. We'll now salute all the veterans of all the armed forces, the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Coast Guard. a veteran. I am what others didn't want to know. I went where others feared to go. My training in violence was nothing new, but I did well what they were afraid to do. I don't hate those who refuse to go. I did it for my country, not for show. An eternal loneliness beyond the pale was my certain reward should I fail. I have seen terror's deathly face, and feared to go but kept the pace. And wrapped in the cold sting of fear, I fought for buddies and those I hold dear. I've known sweet love and a moment's kiss, and wish for all the world I could stay with this. But I was committed, and I knew my lot, to live out death and danger's best forgot. Shrouded deep in the stink of death, I've cried aloud and tried to catch my breath, while my soul screamed out to God where I'd been, to just once more escape the living pain again. Going where others wouldn't go, knowing what others wouldn't know, I am the stuff of legends and lores. I am a veteran of my nation's wars. I ask only a moment of your day, a moment of silence out of the way. Ask only that you honor the debt of freedom bought. Please, don't forget.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
The following statement is being issued at this moment in Washington and Hanoi. At 12:30 Paris time today, January 23, 1973, the agreement on ending the war and restoring peace in Vietnam was initialed by Dr. Henry Kissinger on behalf of the United States and Special Advisor Lee Duc Tho on behalf of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam. The agreement will be formally signed by the parties participating in the Paris Conference on Vietnam on January 27, 1973 at the International Conference Center in Paris. The ceasefire will take effect at 2400 Greenwich Mean Time, January 27, 1973. The United States and the Democratic Republic of Vietnam express the hope that this agreement will ensure stable peace in Vietnam and contribute to the preservation of lasting peace in Indochina and Southeast Asia.
I'm coming home. can't believe I see 100 yellow ribbons round the old tree. I'm coming home.
Unselfishly, you left your fathers and your mothers. You left behind your sisters and your brothers. Leaving your beloved children and your wives, you put on hold your dreams, your lives. On foreign soil, you found yourself planted to fight for those whose freedom you granted. Without your sacrifice, their cause would be lost. But you carried onward, no matter the cost. Many horrors you had endured and seen, many faces had haunted your dreams. You cheered as your enemies littered the ground, you cried as your brothers fell all around. When it was over, you all came back home. Some were left with memories to face all alone. Some found themselves in the company of friends as their crosses cast shadows across the land. Those who survived were forever scarred, emotionally, physically, permanently marred. Those who did not now sleep eternally, neath the ground they had given their lives to keep free. With a hand upon my heart, I feel the pride and respect. My reverence is revealed in the tears that now stream down my upturned face as our flag waves above you in her glory and grace. Freedom was the gift that you unselfishly gave. Pain and death was the price that you ultimately paid. Every day, I give my utmost admiration to those who had fought to defend our great nation.
I hung out with the old folks in the hope that I'd get wise. I was trying to bridge the gap between the great divide. Hung on every recollection in the theater of their eyes, picking up on this and that in the few that still survive. Call them up, dust them off, let them shine. The ones who hold on to the ones they had to leave behind. Those that flew, those that fell, the ones that had to stay beneath the little wound cross, oceans away. They bend like trees in winter, these shuffling old gray lions. Those snow-white stars still gather like the belt around Orion. Just to touch the faded lightning of the powerful design of a generation gathering for maybe the last time. Call them up, dust them off, let them shine. The ones who hold on to the ones they had to leave behind. Those that flew and those that fell, the ones that had to stay beneath the little wooden cross, oceans away. Oceans away, where the green grass sways and the cool wind blows across the shadow of their graves. Shoulder to shoulder, back in the day, sleeping bones to rest in earth, oceans away. they had to leave behind. Though that flew, though that fell, the ones that had to stay beneath the little wooden cross, oceans away.
The Noble and the Brave by Joanna Fuchs. When America had an urgent need, these brave ones raised a hand. No hesitation held them back. They were proud to take a stand. They left their friends and family. They gave up normal life to serve their country and their God. They plowed into the strife. They fought for freedom and for peace on strange and foreign shores. Some lost new friends, some lost their lives in long and brutal wars. Other veterans answered a call to support the ones who fought. Their country had requirements for the essential skills they brought. We salute every one of them, the noble and the brave, the ones still with us here today, and those who rest in a grave. So here's to our country's heroes. They're a cut above the rest. Let's give the honor that is due to our country's very best.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier. Yeah, an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line, so sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, American soldier.
Just a Simple Soldier, a poem by A. Lawrence Vancourt. He was getting old and paunchy, and his hair was falling fast, and he sat around the Legion telling stories of the past, of a war that he had fought in and the deeds that he had done, in his exploits with his buddies. They were heroes, everyone. And though sometimes to his neighbors his tales became a joke, all his buddies listened, for they knew whereof he spoke. But we'll hear his tales no longer, for old Bob has passed away. And the world's a little poor, for a soldier died today. He won't be mourned by many, just his children and his wife, for he lived an ordinary, very quiet sort of life. He held a job and raised a family, quietly going on his way, and the world won't note his passing, though a soldier died today. When politicians leave this earth, their bodies lie in state, while thousands note their passing and proclaim that they were great. Papers tell of their life stories from the time that they were young, but the passing of a soldier goes unnoticed and unsung. Is the greatest contribution to the welfare of our land some jerk who breaks his promise and cons his fellow man? Or the ordinary fellow who, in times of war and strife, goes off to serve his country and offers up his life? The politician's stipend and the style in which he lives are sometimes disproportionate to the service that he gives, while the ordinary soldier who offered up his all is paid off with a medal and perhaps a pension, small. It's so easy to forget them, for it is so long ago that our Bobs and Jims and Johnnies went to battle, but we know. It was not the politicians with their compromise and ploys who won for us the freedom that our country now enjoys. Should you find yourself in danger with your enemies at hand, would you really want some cop out with his ever-waffling stand? Or would you want a soldier who has sworn to defend his home, his kin, and country, and would fight until the end? He was just a common soldier, and his ranks are growing thin, but his presence should remind us we may need his like again. For when countries are in conflict, then we find the soldier's part is to clean up all the troubles that the politicians start. If we cannot do him honor while he's here to hear the praise, then at least let's give him homage at the ending of his days. Perhaps just a simple headline in the paper that might say, "Our country is in mourning, for a soldier died today."
I knew a man called him Sandy Kane. Few folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left a boy, came back a man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. I can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried as he said these words to me. All gave some, some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some Sandy Kane is no longer here, but his words are oh so clear as they echo throughout our land. For all his friends who gave us all,
boots to the ground and took the fall to help their fellow man. Love your country and live with pride, and don't forget those who died. America, can't you see? All gave some, and some gave all, and some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Yes, recall. Some gave all. Some gave all.
Dear Lord, today we honor our veterans, worthy men and women who gave their best when they were called upon to serve and protect their country. We pray that you will bless them, Lord, for their unselfish service in the continual struggle to preserve our freedoms, our safety, and our country's heritage for all of us. Bless them abundantly for the hardships they face, for the sacrifices they made, for their many different contributions to America's victories over tyranny and oppression. We respect them. We thank them. We honor them. We are proud of them. And we pray that you will watch over these special people and bless them with peace and happiness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a
thank you. God bless America, my
That's Gold City. Good afternoon, everybody. It's about 2:48, and you've been listening to a special Veterans Day salute on Frank and Terry Radio. And Terry, we want to acknowledge some listeners if you want to.
These are our Facebook friend listeners that have enjoyed the show with us and helped us to celebrate our fine veterans across the country. We want to thank Rita Anderson over in Whitley City, Kentucky. Thank you, Rita. And she also shared our broadcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Sue
Rita.
Poyner in Somerset, Kentucky. George Hall around Fort Myers, Florida, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
And Kathy Cheney in St. Clairsville, Ohio. Kathy Witt in Burlington, Kentucky. Carol Hughes in Burleson, Texas. Gary Church, Moundsville, West Virginia. Jamie Elizabeth Tate in Oxnard, California. Paula Steeles in Bentonville, Arkansas. Betsy Piwana in Eads, Tennessee. Sharon Dalton in Nancy, Kentucky. Winona Paget, Somerset, Kentucky. Roseanne Barnes, Visalia, California. Melody Crabtree, Muncie, Indiana. Tawanda Hewitt, Somerset, Kentucky. Scott Winchester, Somerset, Kentucky. And Tammy Baston, Somerset, Kentucky. Thank you all so much for listening with us today.
And again, to each of you who have served our country out there, thank you so much for your service. Some have paid the ultimate price. We're going to close out and remember them today. God bless each and every one of you on this Veterans Day.